Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Every day is a gift from God. Well, good evening. Good evening. Welcome, 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 everybody. This is Jeannie, and just glad to be here tonight. I missed you guys last Monday. We were out property shopping and knew that we were going to be out of town and would be later getting back home. So, anyhow, all is well, and I'm here tonight and happy to be here with you guys. Tonight, or this afternoon, I sat down at the counter for just a minute, and I've been busy, had carpenters here today, and first one thing and another, and it's been a busy day, and I sat down at the counter, and my Bible was laying there, and I honestly didn't look at my Bible. I just reached and kind of flopped it open, but I never looked down at it. I was sitting there kind of with my chin in my hand and thinking about, Lord, what do you want me to talk about tonight? And I had a scripture that was going through my mind, just thinking about what all the Lord had been doing here lately. And the scripture that I was thinking about was 2 Timothy 2:13. It said, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. And that scripture, I was just thinking about the faithfulness of God, just how faithful he is, even, you know, no matter what's going on. But what was really sweet is about that time, I looked down at my Bible. You know, I had just flopped open, hadn't looked at it, hadn't even noticed where it was. And when I looked down there in my handwriting, next to a scripture was, God is faithful. And I thought, oh, Lord, that is so sweet, you know, that just God confirming that he wanted me to talk about his faithfulness and that. And the scripture that I had written, God is faithful, next to, was Psalms 145, verse 14. It said, the Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. And I just thought, Lord, you're so good. You're so good. And one other scripture that I wanted to mention was 1 Peter 3:12. Said, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his eyes are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. It said that his eyes are attentive to their prayers. You know, if some of you guys, I don't know how many of you maybe listened, I'm trying to think, was it Thursday night? I think it was Thursday night that Randy had me come on the program for a little bit, just talking about what God had done this last week. And for those that didn't, I'm just going to go back over some of it. Most of you know, I mean, you've listened to my program enough that you know that we've been hunting another place to move to. And not just hunting, but honestly have felt that God wanted to relocate us to a place that was a place of destiny, a place of purpose, that God has reason for us to be in a certain area. There's things for us to do, and I feel in my heart of people that are prepared there for us to minister to and things like that. But it began 40 years ago. We've been married a little over 40 years. And 40 years ago, about 2 weeks before we were married, now I've always been a horse girl all my life, but I had gone through 2 or 3 years there that I had sold my horses. And then anyhow, about two weeks before we were married, the first thing I said, well, we got to have some horses. So first thing I bought, we drove up to Quitman. I had never been there. If I had, I wasn't aware of it. My husband had never been there, and that's where the horses were. And anyhow, we bought these three horses. But what was strange is having never been there and really not knowing a soul there that I was aware of, our hearts just leapt when we got up in that area, and we just fell in love with how beautiful it was, just the lay of the land, the way it was rolled and pretty. But it was an odd thing because our hearts just jumped out to that area, and we just felt so drawn to it, just so drawn. And for 3 or 4 years, of course, neither one of us had employment up in that area and wasn't even aware of what we would do up there. So anyhow, we continued where we were, but for 3 or 4 years there, we just said, oh, man, we wish we could move up there. Wish we had a job up there and could move, which was really odd, you know, to have only been there once. And then, and the Lord, he uses numbers so much. You know, as we know, the number 40 is so often in the Bible. The children of Israel wandered in the desert for 40 years. And some they said that 40 years is considered a generation and things like that. The 40 just is in the Word over and over and over. And it was kind of like for us, like the Lord gave us a glimpse of the promised land. And then for 40 years, I wouldn't say it was all like wandering in the desert. We've had some really good times in those 40 years. But, you know, if you're not where God has called you to be, it has that desert feel to it, or can. But anyhow, I guess it was around 2008, 2009, 2010, we started feeling drawn to move. But we didn't know where. And so we started looking in the areas around Tyler just because it was convenient, you know, and thought, well, we've got friends over in that area and, you know, a lot of town and a lot of things that you could do over there. So we started looking, but nothing really was coming together. It just wasn't working out. It's like, ah. And honestly, it wasn't really the time to move yet. We were just browsing and looking. Anyhow, and I've told you guys this before, the beginning of 2012, and it may have been January, Randy gave me a prophetic word, and he said, this year, somehow, the Lord is going to show y'all the area that you're supposed to be in. And I was so shocked because first thing is that told me that we were looking in the wrong area. And it was like, well, no wonder nothing's come, you know, has worked out because we're not even looking in the right place. And it was strange because every time I would look, you know, kind of start browsing, I'd say, oh, man, this place sounds wonderful, but it's up in Wood County, you know. And at that time, I wasn't familiar with Wood County. And then I'd be looking more, and I'd say, oh, here's another place. It sounds wonderful, but it's not the one in Wood County, you know. So we didn't do anything. Anyhow, and Randy, now, keep in mind, Randy had said, this year, somehow, God's going to show y'all the area. And some of y'all have heard some of this story before, I realize, but with all that has gone on, I was going to go back over some of it. But anyhow, on Christmas Day of 2012 then, or coming up Christmas Day, a friend of ours that lived in Mineola invited us to her home for Christmas Day and for Christmas lunch. And my husband had found a place. He said, oh, there's a place for sale just about half a mile from where she lives. Let's run over and look at it. So we drove up. And that's Wood County. We drove up there to her home, and a big snow started to come. And see, this was, it was almost the end of the year, so whereas Randy had said this year, and then he paused, and he said, somehow. And it was like God was looking for some excuse, some way to get us up there in Wood County. He was looking for some way to get us there. Okay, I've got to get them up there. So we got invited to Christmas dinner. And anyhow, we got there, and then it began to snow really, really hard, you know, like covering the roads. So we didn't go on to look at the place up the road. We rushed home. But see, God had done just what he said. He said, this year, somehow, I'm going to show you all the area you're supposed to be. Well, 1 week before that year was over, we did go to the area. Well, a week later when the snow had cleared, and it was New Year's Day, 2013, we drove back up to look at that place and drove by it and said, well, let's look this area over. As we drove around and looked, there was just that sense, that feeling in our hearts of, oh, goodness, this is the place. This is the area God was talking about. It's just, you know, our hearts just leapt within us of, this is the area. So for 8 years and 8 months, and we know 8 is the number of completion of new beginnings, completion and new beginnings, new beginnings. And almost like God saying it twice, 8 years and 8 months later of looking and looking and searching and looking like it would never happen almost, you know, and you know, you guys know that I had waited, you know, went through like 4 years waiting on inheritance case to be settled and needed it to move forward. And but during that time, you know, in the last year, property prices had gone up tremendously. I mean, like doubled nearly. And so by the time we were in a situation that we could go ahead and move forward, I'm like, Lord, the prices are so high now that it doesn't look like we can afford to buy what we're needing, you know, for the farm. And I honestly, just here lately, just here the last 2 or 3 weeks, as we've searched and searched and searched, and, you know, I had, when we first started searching, I had put a contract on one place, and a developer was also trying to get it, but he had cash in hand, and so he got that one. I didn't get it. And then back in May, a place, we had found a place. Once again, it was like $100,000 over our budget, but we made an offer on it. Got beat to smithereens on it. It went even over the asking price. So that was the second one we hadn't gotten. And remember, God's in the numbers. So anyhow, even last Sunday, now not yesterday, but last Sunday, there's a church that we visit once in a while. We don't go all the time, but we visit. And the pastor there, he knew that we were hunting property, and I told him as we were leaving, and he was standing just chit-chatting with us about land and things. And I told him, I said, you know, I said, I have finally told the Lord, Lord, if you want us just to stay where we are, I said, I'll be perfectly happy there. I knew what all God had said because I've had numerous prophetic words from numerous different people about moving. But, you know, sometimes things may change. And I said, God, you know, it was kind of a, I'm giving this to you, Lord. I'm just giving this to you because I have searched and I've looked and I've talked and we've driven the wheels off our truck, put miles and miles and miles and prayed and stood in lines and I had numerous people praying and it's, you know, been just a long journey. But anyhow, I had told the pastor, I said, if God wants us to stay here, I'm perfectly okay with it. And I said, wherever the Lord wants me, I'll be happy. And I meant that. That's like, Lord, wherever you are, wherever your presence is, wherever you want me, I'll be okay there. I'll be wherever you want me to be. So anyhow, last Monday, we went and looked at a property in Emory. And I didn't like the house, but it had the property, it had the horse barn, things like that. And I thought, and it was over our budget, but I thought, well, I'm going to make an offer on it because it was in a good location and this and that. It had a lot of pluses, even though, honestly, I didn't like the house. But I thought, you know what, I can make it work. So we did not put a contract on it. We just gave a verbal offer. And while we were waiting to hear back from those people, because they'd had it for sale for a few months, and we thought, okay, these people are wanting to get moved because they had already found another place they wanted. So we thought, Lord, you know, we'll see. Well, strangely enough, while we were waiting, you know, a day or two to hear back from those people, there was two ponds in that place but a creek, and the creek ran down by the side of it. And my husband, he had looked on the map, and he said, goodness, you know what? He said, that creek is called Ishmael Creek. And my hair stood on end. I said, oh, Lord, I don't want nothing called Ishmael. I don't want to do something. But, you know, to me, the Lord was talking to me in that, saying, this is not it. Because I'm always very aware that the enemy many times will try to send a counterfeit right before the real thing shows up. That's, you know, we see it over and over. You know, the enemy is always trying to counterfeit God. But anyhow, when he said, there's a creek named Ishmael, I was like, oh, goodness, no. Even though it was just a creek, you know, God speaks through so many things. And I thought, no. Anyhow, the people did come back, and they turned our offer down. And it was, let's see, I guess it was Monday I had made the offer. I think it was Wednesday that they turned it down. And then Thursday, the very next day, I saw a place on the internet, and I drove up to Winsboro. And my realtor wasn't with me. My husband was actually playing golf that day. But I thought, I've got to go see this because I had already seen that places, they sell almost instantly. And so I drove up to it, and it was one of the things when I rounded the corner and I saw the property, my heart leapt out of my chest nearly. And I said, this is beautiful. It was just like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I drove up to the driveway. It's 40 acres. Has an arena on it. Part of it's a hay meadow. Part of it has a few big oak trees and a pond. And it does have a double-wide trailer that sits right in the middle of the land. We do plan to build a home, but the thing about it is we can leave in the trailer while we build. But by the time I got to the driveway, I called my realtor, and I said, is there any way you can come get me in this place? I said, this is beautiful. And anyhow, she called and got me in, and I waited on her. I went to town for 30 minutes, just drove in and got a Coke and whatnot and come back and waited on her, and she got me right in and walked in. Of course, I was neither here nor there about the trailer because I knew that we would build. But it looks nice enough. It looks like it would hold up and not leak and things like that. But I stood on that property and I thought, God, no wonder you pointed out the Ishmael 2 days ago, because this one is the right one. This is the right one. You know, and I had many people prophesy to me that when you see it, you're going to know it. Now, I have to say, my heart just leapt out of my chest. And we did make an offer. It had only been on the market for 4 days. Someone else had already made an offer on it, but I gave a strong offer. All the properties are high, so there's no bargains out there right now, unfortunately. But anyhow, they did accept our offer, and we're moving forward with inspections and things like that. But the neat part about it is I thought about it. I mean, it's all neat, and I'm so thankful to God, you know. But I thought about the numbers later. It was like, Lord, you showed us this area. And the very area that we had bought the horses is really probably not more than about 5 miles from where this property is. So it's like, Lord, you gave us a glimpse, just like the children of Israel. They got to see, some of them got to go in and see or look across the river and see the promised land. But then for 40 years, they wandered the desert. But, you know, in those 40 years, I'm sure that some of them learned. I know for us, in those 40 years, we've learned and we've grown in God. And God has taught us many lessons, many of which have been very hard lessons. But I thought even about the prophetic words, how God has continued to encourage and continued to confirm his will and what he's wanted to do. But when I thought about the 8 years and the 8 months, and I thought, Lord, even that was talking about, you know, talking about a time and a season. You know, God has times and seasons that he does things. And only he knows the purpose in all of those times. But not only that, it's like I found that place during the Feast of Trumpets, you know, which is like God with us, God's presence with us. But I thought of all of the things through the years, you know, in the last few years particularly, of sometimes just talking to God and sometimes praying to the Lord. But we had both, you know, kind of the longer you live, the more you realize what you need or don't need or what you like and you don't like. And until you've lived in things that you didn't like, you don't know you don't like them sometimes. And until you just experience life a bit, you start learning what makes life a little easier. But I made a list. I had sat and I made a list. I won't read it. I've got it on my phone, but I won't read all of it. But, you know, we had told the Lord, said, Lord, my husband and I both, we just really despise pine trees because we've had so many pine trees here that have been struck by lightning. We've had to cut them down, and you can't grow grass under them, and they drip sap on stuff, you know, they're brittle in storms. We just don't like them. But, you know, East Texas is full of pine trees. But would you believe that this property doesn't have a single pine tree on it? Well, I had also had told the Lord, you know, the Lord knew. It's like, Lord, we need a place with a couple of ponds on it on opposite ends, one for the cattle and one for the horses. This place has two ponds, one on either end of the property. And we've always liked to set our place up with the house right in the middle of the land. You know, when we're tending our daily chores, attending to horses and cattle, it's easier to tend to everything if the house is in the middle of the property because it's kind of like the hub of a wheel. You know, that we can have kind of have everything we need right there in the hub and then tend to animals rather than trekking from one end of the property all the way to the other to feed cows or feed horses. It just makes it's less time-consuming and less labor-intensive. Well, these people had set their trailer house right in the very middle of the property. And even though we won't be keeping the trailer long-term, what that did do is it ran community water to the middle of the property already. It ran electricity to the middle of the property already. It has HughesNet right in the middle of the property already. It has a brand new or almost brand new, only a 3-year-old aerobic septic system already in the middle of the property. It has a nice rock driveway or you know, I guess it's, say, caliche rock, whatever it is, driveway, all the way to the middle of the property. And, of course, as you know, putting in driveways are really expensive, much less one that far in the middle of 40 acres. So it was like, God, you did all of these things that put us so far ahead because, you know, the driveway alone could have been $10,000. The electricity could have been $5,000 to $10,000. the water lines, serve, you know, putting community water on the property in that far could have been $5,000 or $6,000, $7,000 easily. And there's already an arena on it that has pipe around part of it. I promise you that was several thousand dollars. So there's so many things that God knew that we wanted and needed that are already there. And I'm like, Lord, you are so good. But the nice part is there's not a lot of unwanted things. You know, it's basically an open piece of property otherwise. But we've always, my husband and I, we've always done fixer-uppers. We've, this place we're at right now is our third fixer-upper, and we've had to typically go in and, you know, tear down old, tore-up buildings and pull up old fences and things like that and redo and cut down woods and dead trees. And there's none of that there. We're not having to undo anything. And undoing stuff can be very, very expensive and very, very time-consuming. And we're older now. We don't have as much energy as we had back when. But anyhow, I'm kind of telling you guys my story of what God has done. We expect, hopefully, to get moved right around Christmas. We're still doing renovations on this home here before we can put it up for sale. But for all of you that have been waiting and waiting and waiting, know that God is faithful. And those things that are the desires of your heart and things that he knows you need and you want, and even the things that he has purposed, because many times those things that we love will be some of the very things that God will use to, in your ministry, to reach other people, to touch other people. You know, he puts those desires in our heart. He created us. He knows those things that we love. He made us that way. And there's reason and purpose behind it. You know, so often those things will be connected to your destiny in God. So for all of those that have waited so long, Keep the faith, keep heart, stay encouraged, and stay submitted to the Lord. You know, that is one thing. I honestly believe that the willingness to say, God, you know, sometimes if God says, you know, I want you to move, but not now, or I want you to do something, or maybe it doesn't look like what we thought, the willingness to say, God, I want what you want me to have, or Lord, I want to do what you want me to do. You know, and wherever you are in your presence and your love, God, I'll be happy that way. So he loves us to give up to him, not to give up in faith, not to give up in our fortitude to stand, but to give up our will to him. He loves that. He does. Well, let me play a quick song, and I need to write down some phone numbers, and then we'll start taking callers.
Mountains, you raise me up to I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Thank you, Lord, for lifting us up and raising us up, Lord, and sustaining us. Father, I just bless each and every one that's on the program tonight, those that are listening. And, Lord, I just ask for a breakthrough. Lord, I connect my faith with theirs, Lord, for breakthrough, Lord, for direction, Father, for healing. Father, for blessing on their family, Lord, for God, for just answers to their prayers. Lord, that you would just shower them with joy and with love. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, my first caller tonight is 903-720. I believe this is Miss Sylvia.
Yes, it is. Just how are you this evening?
I'm good, sweetie. I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm so excited for you, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it so much. You have no
that
idea.
Was so awesome. Yes, yes. That's amazing.
God is so good.
You.
Oh, thank you, hon.
Yes.
I appreciate it so very much. You just have no idea. Well, let's pray for you tonight. Father, I thank you for Miss Sylvia, and Lord, I just thank you for the treasure that she is. Lord, to the body of Christ, Lord, how that you called her. Sylvia, I see you baking fresh bread. I see you in your kitchen. And this has a spiritual meaning as well as natural meaning. But I see, like the aroma, that beautiful aroma. You know, nothing smells better than you walk in a house and you smell fresh bread being made. But I see you making this fresh bread in your kitchen. And you know, in the Lord, in God's terms, many times when he's got, the Lord is giving you like fresh bread to feed to the multitude, fresh bread to feed to others. You know, Jesus, when he blessed the bread and he blessed the fish and he multiplied it. And so when he multiplied it, those people that were eating that meal that day, they were eating a meal that was directly from heaven. It came directly from heaven. You know, that child, that little boy, he had, what, 3 loaves or 2 loaves and 5 fishes. And it fed 5,000 or more people. Those other fishes, all of that was directly from heaven. That was fresh bread from heaven, fresh food from heaven. And revelation, the revelation, many times fresh bread it means like revelation from heaven. But I just see God giving you, like you making, you know, the Lord giving you fresh bread from heaven. But I also feel that you are going to feed people in the natural, people that come into your home that you minister to and that you show them the love of God. I do see you feeding people in the natural. But this is really, I think most of this is referring to the bread from heaven, the revelation from heaven. I see you ministering words of the Lord that come directly from the Lord. Just like we minister here on PGN, that you're doing it in your home, from your home. Now, I think you are going to do it also and may already be doing it in other cities.
Yes.
But I really see that the beauty of the tenderness, that intimacy of having someone in your home, that feeling welcome. You know, if someone invites you to their home, You feel like they love you. You feel like they care, that they really care enough about you to allow you in their home. And then just see that intimacy, that love, that caring of feeding fresh bread, preparing fresh bread. You prepare fresh bread when you spend time with the Lord, when you're loving on him and communing with him and allowing him to drop those nuggets in your heart and those truths and those words. But, girl, I just see you're feeding fresh bread to those that come into your home and loving on them and caring for them and speaking the words from heaven, words straight from the Lord to them to encourage others and to see healing and praying for them and laying hands on people. And I see it so lifting their hearts. You know, so many people need to know that somebody cares. They need to know that someone is genuine, that someone is real, that someone's not just out to take something from them or to get something from them, that somebody genuinely is a lover of God and genuinely a child of God that will share with them with nothing to get back from it, just sharing the love of God, just sharing the word of God. It's like I can literally see the aroma. I can see the aroma in the home of that beautiful, that wonderful smell of fresh bread. But it has a twofold meaning in your life. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Woman of God, he's amazing. You just spoke everything that you just spoke over me was from heaven.
I know in my heart that you're already doing that, though. I know in my heart that you are already doing that, but I think God's going to increase that, and I think that the prophetic flow is going to come forth stronger in your life. Those prophetic words, those words of knowledge, those words of wisdom, words from heaven. That's going to increase in your life, and you're going to be moving in that more.
Oh, I receive that in the name of Jesus. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it from heaven. Because those are words from heaven from you, woman of God. Because all of that you just said was things that I've experienced in the last week. And why I was on the call a lady was calling me. I had made a cake, and I told her the next person to come in the house, I was going to give her that cake, and she couldn't believe it. And you just,
That's amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
She was just calling me. I know she's going to tell me how she enjoyed it, but I couldn't get off the line to lose my spot. But I know how. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. So many other things. So many other things.
That's so sweet. That's the first thing I could see was just you in the kitchen at the oven baking, mm-hmm. baking bread, and the aroma. Mm-hmm. How sweet. Yes. You know, God, He'll use anybody that's willing. You know, if we're willing to be used of God, and you are, I mean, you have that heart to reach out to others and to minister to others and to show love to others and to be genuinely concerned. God looks for that heart. That will just say yes, you know.
Yes, just say yes, yes to your will. Yes, yes, thank you. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Bob. Thank you for this woman of God. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. I received it.
Well, did you have anything in particular that you were wanting prayer about tonight, hon?
Yes, I just want you to just pray for so many. Just pray for me, my health. That's all. Just continue to pray for my health and to me, I can say I'm closer to the Father as I possibly can be. I just about a couple hours ago I was on my knees and you know the devil will tell you you can't get on your knees and he says I can get you up. So when the devil tell me that. You'll be down there. He makes the devil out of a lie.
He's a liar. Yeah, The devil's a liar, and we know it. Well, Father, I thank you, Lord, for blessing Sylvia's body, Lord, for blessing her knees. Lord, your word says that you strengthen the knees. You strengthen our feeble knees. Lord, I thank you for strengthening our knees and our joints. Lord, strengthen muscles. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for just bringing everything into alignment, Lord. Even Lord, redeveloping, Father, the cartilage and thing in knees. Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing health to her stomach and to her digestive system. Lord,
yeah.
Father, yeah. I thank you for working all of that. Lord, I just thank you, Father, Lord, for even her ability to swallow correctly, Lord, for everything, Lord, in her body, everything that would have to do with from her throat down to all through her digestive system, Lord, even her intestines and things, Lord, all of that, just speak health, Lord, and function, that everything function as it was created to function, Lord. And Father, I thank you for blessing her hands, Lord. And I thank you for the anointing that is in your hands, the anointing that is in your hands, Sylvia. Father, I thank you for the anointing that you have put in her hands. And Lord, I thank you for strengthening Sylvia's hands. Lord, for strengthening those hands, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for the flow of power of God moving, flowing through those hands, Lord, as she lays her hands on others. Lord, even as she prays healing and speaks healing to others, Lord, that the healing anointing and the power of God flowing into Sylvia and bringing restoration into her body, Lord, as it flows through to others. Lord, we just thank you
thank you.
We glorify you, Lord. And we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, and amen.
Amen.
And
thank you.
Amen. You are so welcome, hon.
Thank you so much.
Have you had any problems with your tummy, your stomach bothering you?
Yes, I've had a problem with my stomach and like my digestive problems. That's I've been having like you know when you eat and stuff. Yeah,
It seemed like I started seeing your digestive system and your stomach and some of that stuff, you know, that part of your body. So thank you, Lord, for bringing that up. Well, sweetie, I thank you. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for waiting. And I just bless you and bless you that you have a good week, and look forward to hearing the praise reports and what all God's working in your life.
Amen. Thank you, and you have a good night. And again, congratulations on you and your husband on that new property.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited.
Yes, thank you. And being faithful.
God is so good. We're just so excited. Well, have a blessed week, sweetie, and I will talk to
you
again.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
All right, 903-918, I believe this is Miss Michelle.
Yes, it is. How are you doing?
I'm good. Your voice sounds very bright and happy tonight. I love the sound of your voice. Thank you for waiting so long. I know it's been kind of a long wait tonight. But let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Michelle. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the integrity. I'm immediately hearing the word integrity, Michelle. That the integrity of heart, the integrity of spirit, Lord, that you have given Michelle. Lord, that she has that heart that wants to walk in integrity, that heart that wants to be upright before you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for favor in her life. Lord, I thank you for those others, Father, others that will see that uprightness of her heart. Lord, for the Michelle, and I'm giving you the word so many times about you being like a standard bearer in your community and a standard bearer in your family, and honor coming to you in those areas. I mean, I'm giving you that word so many times. I know I always seems like I say that about you. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for it's like I see the Lord giving you witty ideas. Maybe witty is not the right word, but like in things, giving you ideas, things in life that will help you, giving you the wisdom, God giving you wisdom and understanding, giving you ideas that will be a blessing to your life. Some of these may be things that will actually create income. I don't know if you do crafts or anything like that. I don't know. But, you know, it's like I see the Lord giving you creative ideas, ideas that have to do with wisdom and stuff that will be a blessing to your life, that will bring blessing into your life, whether that's wisdom in business. It seems like it's more in a creative area, though, is the feeling that I get. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for understanding in this. It's like the Lord downloading like business sense to you. And like business sense doesn't have to mean that you outright own a business. It could, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. It can be things that it can be any number of things that creates not only income, but things that you can enjoy. But it seems like this is leading is more about God giving you ideas on things that actually would add to you and would be would create income or extra income. So Father, I just thank you for that, Lord. I wish I had more understanding on what I'm feeling and what I'm seeing. But Lord, I thank you, Father, for those ideas, those creative ideas, those. Lord, you use all types of things to bless us. And Lord, you use all types of talents. Michelle, I sense that you do have talents that you've not necessarily tapped into yet, that will surprise you yourself, that how easily those things will develop and how easily that you will step into those things. You know, many times the Lord, he'll talk to us about things. And if it's something we haven't done yet, we'll think, well, I don't know if I have that or not, because it may be something we've not stepped into. And then once we step into it, we'll think, man, this just fits like a glove, you know, and you'll realize that you actually maybe have an anointing for that. It's along a different line, but I'll tell you one time, my sister-in-law. She was an ex-sister-in-law, my husband's brother, and she had been divorced. But she was still, you know, in the family, and she had a bad heart, and she actually was on her deathbed in the hospital. And I had told my husband, I had not seen her in several years because they were not married any longer, but I said, I've got to go see and pray for her, because I didn't know if she knew the Lord or not. And I knew that she was somewhat unconscious, you know, not really able to communicate or anything anymore. But anyhow, when I went up to that hospital and I went into the room by myself, her brother was actually in there, but I went in, and like I said, she was kind of comatose. But when I went in and I took her hand and I began to pray over her, it fit like a glove. It was one of those things that I would have had no idea that, like, God, like an anointing to do that, because I had never done that. But when I walked into that room with that girl fixing to meet the Lord, I felt like I had put my hand into a glove that was specially made just for me. I mean, I slipped into that, and it was like, God, I was created to do this too. You know, many of us, you know, almost everyone, I believe, has several different anointings, not just one. But I was so shocked at how comfortable I was standing in that hospital room praying over her, even though I had not been around her, didn't know her brother. So I prayed with her by the hand, knowing that even unconscious, she could hear me. And her brother got up, and she had led a bit of a wild life, but anyhow, I prayed for her. And then her brother got up and came to the side of the bed, and he said, look, he said, that worry line in her forehead is gone. He had noticed. Now, I had not, but he had noticed that there was a worry line. You know, some people, when they worry, they'll have a line right across their forehead. And he said, look, that worry line is gone from her forehead. And that so blessed me. But I had a peace in my heart that she had made peace with God, and that when she left later that night or the next day, that she was with the Lord. Yep. But see, that was one of those things. I had never done it before, and I was tense about it, you know. I was tense about it. But when I stepped into that, it fit like a glove, and I was so at peace, and I knew in my heart that I was doing something that God had created me to do. That was one of the things that he wanted me to do. And I just sense there are things in your life, some things that you may not have even done yet, that when you start doing them, you're going to say, I was created to do this. This feels like it fits me like a glove. And there's creativity in you, but there's wisdom of God and ideas from the Lord, ideas from heaven coming to you that are going to benefit you. I feel like they will monetarily benefit you, but they're going to benefit you in other ways too, whether that's in connections or just enjoyment or opening up anointings. You know, many times as we step into things that God has called us to, then the anointing in that area begins to flow. But you have more than you know. I do know that. I know in my heart that you have more to give, more talent, more anointing, more untapped resources from the Lord than you have even dreamed at this point. It's there. God has poured beautiful things into your life that he is going to open up and wants to open up. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Michelle. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the treasures of heaven that you have put in her life. And, Lord, I thank you for the integrity of her heart to want to obey you and to step into all that you've created her for. And, Lord, I thank you that you have created her for bigger things than she has yet dreamed. And good things, good things. And, Father, I thank you for how she touches the lives of others and how she stands for others and stands in the gap for others. And Lord, how she is a light and holds that standard, a standard bearer, Lord, to her family and those around her. But Lord, I just bless her. I bless her in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you for opening those things up. Lord, speaking to her even in the night, but opening these things up in her intellect and in her heart. Lord, give her understanding, give her clarity, and we call it done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I think that's the first time I've gotten that about you, girl. God's got some beautiful things in there. Is there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about, sweetie?
I just wanted a prayer for my health.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for touching Michelle. Lord, your word says, by Jesus' stripes, we were healed. And, Lord, I thank you for touching every part of, Lord, every part of her respiratory system. Lord, every part of her immune system. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for touching her back. Lord, her joints, her spine, Lord. I thank you, Father, for bringing health to her organs, to her liver, to her kidneys, Lord, to every part of her body. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for touching even, Lord, her head, Lord, if she's having any kind of headaches or anything like that. Father, for touching every part of her body. Lord, I just speak health and healing and restoration from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Restoration, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you that your word says that your promises are yes and amen. Lord, your word says that you wish above all things that we prosper and we be in health, even as our soul prospers. So, Lord, I thank you for completing the good work that you have started in Michelle. Lord, that including every part of her body, every part of her soul, every part financially met. But Lord, I thank you for bringing health to her, Lord, because that is your will and that is your word and that is your desire for your children. And Lord, we thank you for it in advance for the healing and the good report. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I received that. And one word that you said was confirmation. He had told me that he was going to give me ideas for witty inventions.
All right. That fits.
Yeah.
I wasn't grasping the word inventions, but I heard the word witty, and then I was like, witty, and that's when I went to creative, because it's like, you know, there's like a creative anointing there of things. So praise God. God's so good to give confirmation, and it's so encouraging when he does.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm just overwhelmed. Praise God. And I'm excited about what God is doing for you and your family also.
Oh, thank you, hon. Thank you. We're just delighted. It has been such a long, long journey. But when I look back at the numbers and what God's done and what he's done in us, and then all of the little details that God attended to, I'm just overwhelmed with how precious and how good he is. It's like, God, you pay attention to every little thing. He listens. He listens to our desires, and he listens to our prayers, and he's a good God. So, and he's a good God for you guys, too. So, well, God bless you, hon. I have quite a few callers tonight. It's going to be, I'll be surprised if I can get to everyone. I've got so many tonight, but you have a blessed week, and I just speak healing over you, and I look forward to talking to you again.
All right. You too. You have a blessed week. Good night.
Mm-hmm. Good night. Get a little drink right quick. All right, 205-531. I believe this is Miss Julia May.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
How are you doing tonight, sweetie?
Just fine.
Good. Are you feeling good tonight?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Good. I wanted to ask about you. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Julia May, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for the strength that you've given her, Lord, and a strength to stand, fortitude to stand in the midst of the storm, to stand in the midst of the onslaught of the enemy, to stand in the midst of the naysayers. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the victory that you've given her and that you do give her. And Lord, the anointing, Father, that you have put in her life, an anointing of power and an anointing of authority, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for blessing her home, Lord, that she is one that I'm hearing that scripture that says that sometimes that we, I feel the anointing, that we entertain angels unaware. Girl, I got goosebumps right now. But I'm hearing that scripture concerning you that sometimes we never know when we entertain angels unaware. Father, I thank you. So, girl, for God to be speaking that over you, to be aware, to consider that when sometimes people you meet or places you are, you never know when it's one sent from the Lord. And I'll tell you a story right quick. There was a man in Oklahoma. He was a preacher, but he also worked for the hospital. He was a nurse, and he was at a church one time to speak. And he was out front, and he was greeting people as they came in. And he said that there was a little man that come up, and he said he looked like a homeless man, you know, kind of looked like his clothes were dirty and bent over, and looked like he would be smelly and stuff, and said. He said he reached in his pocket. He had a few dollar bills in his pocket, and he reached and grabbed some money in his hand. And he said, when I shake his hand, I'm going to give him these dollars. And he said, typically, because he was a nurse, he knew things about health, you know. And he said, typically, someone that's living off the street and older like that, their eyes will be yellow because they don't eat healthy, you know. And they, you know, can be smelly and stuff because they don't get to bathe regularly. And he said, when this little man stepped up in front of him, he said, I looked him in, he said, I reached and took his hand, and he said, I put those dollars in his hand. He said, but when I looked him in the eyes, he said, his eyes were clear as a bell and just blue as ice. And he said he had the sweetest smell about him. And he was like, anyhow, he was like, that's not normal. So anyhow, he put those dollars in that man's hand and blessed him and like he walked in the church. And anyhow, he turned back around and the man was gone. He was not there. And he says, I knew it was an angel. He said, because someone homeless like that and bent over like that, when they come up, he said, they wouldn't have those beautiful, clear, bright blue eyes, dancing blue eyes. And he said he had a sweet smell, rather than an odor about him. And he said the money that he had put in that man's hand, that the Lord gave him like 10 times that amount, I think he said to the dollar, if I'm not mistaken, that when that was an angel sent from heaven, and when he had given that man out of compassion some money, then the Lord rewarded him like multiplied times over. And of course, he laughed later. He said, I wish I'd have put more money in his hand. But see, in cases like that, we never know when we're entertaining angels unaware and what God will use those things for when we respond in God's way. So I would say be aware, you know, be aware of those around you, but be aware of what you say and what you do, because like in that case, God used that opportunity to financially bless him. But right. See, it can be many things. It can be many things. If we speak encouragement to someone, God bring encouragement to us, or we pray for someone's healing, not knowing that it's an angel, then healing coming to us. So God can, he can do so many things. But like I said, as I started to pray for you, I almost immediately started hearing that scripture, you know, of sometimes we entertain angels unaware. So I have to believe that the Lord has something in mind with you where that's concerned. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that we do know that the angels surround us, that the angels encampeth round about them that fear him and deliver them. And, Lord, I thank you for angelic experiences. And, Lord, even blessings of the Lord, just like you did. And Lord, in that preacher's life. That is, he put the money in the angel's hand, that you multiplied it many times over. So, Lord, I just thank you for a heavenly blessing and many, many heavenly blessings, Lord, for Julia May. Father, heavenly blessings and heavenly experiences and angelic experiences, Lord, in her life. Lord, as she has stood, as she's been faithful, Lord, as she has given of herself in compassion, in her time, Lord, in her testimony, in her prayers, Lord, for multiplying back to her many times over, Lord. Lord, and just bringing great blessing and, Lord, testimonies that will, Lord, that will go out into the region, Lord, and have great effect. But Lord, I just thank you, Father, for blessing her and fulfilling her dreams. And Lord, for using her every place she goes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, was there anything in specific that you were wanting prayer about tonight, girl?
First, I was, since you said about Angel, a good while back, I was at a store and this young man, because he's younger than me, and his son was there, and he was buying my prayer. He said, oh, it's his birthday. And so I said, oh, so I took out $5, and I told asked the dad, I said, is it okay if I give it to him, because I don't like to, you know, approach people children. He said, yeah, even though he still wouldn't take it. And so he said, take it. He would take it. I gave it to him. It was a strange thing. When I looked to my right, it was I saw a lady there just clapping her hand, you know, just like a child just clapping. And, you know, I didn't pay no attention for her. Then I turned back and then I said, wait a minute, what was that lady clapping like that? And I was telling her first, she said, that could have been an angel, because it was a stranger thing. She was just a clapper.
No.
And I, okay. And it was just strange something to happen like that, you know, since she said something about, you know, angel, you never know. And somebody, and, you know, I don't know if I look back and she was over there. Now I don't remember seeing her no more. But anyway, she was just a clapping, you know, just a smile and a clapping.
You never know. I mean, you certainly never know. But I absolutely believe the angels, when they see us obeying God and doing acts of mercy and acts of kindness, it wouldn't surprise me at all for the angels to clap for us. But it's interesting. Yeah. It was that pastor. That was a story I always remember. About him, about that. He told it a lot better than me because he was there and had all the details.
But right.
Anyhow, we never know. We never know. So, anyhow, praise God. Well,
just
God bless you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to let you do a quick prayer for a friend of mine. Her sister-in-law had a stroke, and one of my church members, her neighbor's son, he just 17 fell backwards and hit his head, and he passed, and so, you know, the family just going through, so I want to pray for them.
Oh, goodness. That's, Father, we just ask, Lord, that you bring comfort and encouragement to this family, Lord. And Father, Lord, the one that had a stroke, Lord, we just speak healing over her. Father, we just speak healing. And Lord, that those blood vessels be healed, Father, that the bleeding stop, Lord, that any swelling, Lord, in the brain or any part, Lord, that swelling go down. Father, we just ask that you touch him, Lord, that the healing power of Jesus, the healing flow, Lord, that you just cover them and bring healing and bring in restoration and, Lord, just bring wholeness. And, Father, we just ask that boy that was injured, Lord, we just first of all pray that, ask that he know you, Lord, that you visit him, Lord. That you visit him, Lord, in a way that only you can, Lord, and draw him and Lord, bring comfort to his heart, Lord. But, Father, we just pray that if he doesn't know you, Lord, that you would meet with him and give in a very real way, Lord, that he recognizes and knows and that he would give his heart to you. Father, we just ask that Holy Spirit would just hover around him. And, Lord, we would even ask for miraculous recovery, Lord. Lord, that just bring healing to him, Father. We would even ask that. But, Lord, most of all, that he knows you. Lord, that he would that he has a home in heaven eternally with you. Lord, we thank you for comforting that family. Lord, for comforting their hearts, Lord. And Lord, let this be a time of awareness of you, Lord, that they draw close to you and look to you for comfort and look to you, Lord, for answers and look to you in the unity of love. Father, we thank you that you are a God that cares, that you are a God that is compassionate. Lord, and that you care when our hearts are broken. Lord, those things that touch us touch you. And Lord, we thank you for being a God that has such love for his people. So Lord, I just come into agreement with Julia May, Lord, for a touch for this family and for help, that you are our ever-present help in time of need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You didn't hear me. Unfortunately, he passed.
Oh, he's already passed? Okay.
Yeah,
no,
unfortunately, he
said that. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said that he was
in the process. He was brain dead, but unfortunately, he passed.
Oh, well, I pray that he's with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, sweetie, thank you for calling, and thank you for waiting, and I wish you a good week.
You too, and continue enjoying your blessing. More blessings from God to you.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you.
My computer's slow tonight. All right, 251-342. I believe this is Miss Latrice.
It is. Hello and congratulations, Jeannie.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Thank you. I sure appreciate it. You doing good? Are you doing good tonight?
It is well, in spite of.
Absolutely. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Latrice, Father, and I thank you, Lord, that she is one that is strong. I just sense it's that God has put great strength within you, Latrice, and He's given you backbone, girl, and He's given you that ability to stand even and face the wind when the storms come. He's given you that strength in you, that sticking power, that stick-to-itiveness, that you not only stand in the storm, but you stand and face the storm. Father, I thank you, Lord, that the best of you, Lord, that the strength of God comes forth and shows, Lord, that she's an example of the strength of God and the courage of God. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for unlocking things. I immediately, Latrice, heard the word lockbox.
Mm.
So, Father, I don't know exactly what that's about, but, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for unlocking things for Latrice. And
Lord,
your word says that you open doors that no man can shut and you shut doors that no man can open. And Father, I thank you even for the keys to the lockbox, Lord. The keys, Lord, there's typically keys, you know, when it comes to even solving mathematical problems, many times there's a certain thing that is a key that gets us through things. You know, they'll say, oh, I met this key person. This person was key in my future. This person was key in my success. Or this particular job that I got was key to the jobs that I had after that. You know, many times in our lives there is a moment in time or a specific thing that is key to our future. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the keys from heaven, Lord. Your word says that you give us the keys to the kingdom. And, Lord, even though I don't have understanding about what the lockbox is, Lord, I thank you for opening up to Latrice things that have been locked up. Open
sure.
things that have been locked up or have seemed locked up. Lord, I thank you for that. And Lord, I thank you for the understanding, Lord. I'm not getting more understanding on that, Latrice. I just, like I said, I was praying. I just suddenly heard the word lockbox. So, Father, mm-hmm. I just thank you, Lord, that nothing can stop, Lord, what you have purposed for her life and how for her life, Lord. And even those things that at times have seemed shut up, Lord, I thank you for opening up the floodgate to her. Lord, I thank you those things that have seemed at times like they were shut up for opening the floodgate of blessing and purpose, Lord, and movement to go forward, things to go forward in her life, Lord, to the next season, to the next opportunities, to the next steps, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for wisdom. Lord, I thank you for direction as she moves forward. God, that there will be that voice behind her that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. Lord, that she'll have clarity of, Lord, when to say no, and that she'll have clarity when to move into something. When to take those steps forward, but she'll also have clarity to know this is not it.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, for the peace of God that is our God that will say this is not it. Just like the place last Monday, that even though I put an offer in it, my heart was troubled, and I kept saying, in my heart, I kept thinking, I don't feel peace. And then, you know, even though we had not actually put a contract on it, my heart was mm-hmm. not at peace. And then when my husband found the creek that was called Ishmael Creek, I was like, oh, Lord, no. But see, because God had the real thing 3 days later. 3 days later. And that was even the third place we put a contract. And God just so uses numbers. You know, if we pay attention to numbers, God so uses them. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the direction of God and the peace of God in Latrice's life, Lord, that she is going to be able to identify and be able to say, this isn't it, and that she's going to wait for the real. She's going to wait for that ultimate blessing, that place, that road that leads to her ultimate future, her God future, her destiny in God future, because there will be counterfeits. There will be, many times the devil will give us opportunities even, but in life there will be opportunities, but not every opportunity that comes is an open door of God. We get open doors sometimes, but they're not all open doors of God. So, Father, I thank you for giving Latrice the wisdom and the peace of God that she will identify and clarity that she will know when those situations come before her that she will know. Without a shadow of a doubt. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I do need a prayer too, Jenny, if you would. I believe in God to, he can unlock some finances and believe that I'm not getting weary in well doing, strength and endurance,
right,
and the unspoken prayers that I have, because
right.
I believe that help is on the way.
Absolutely, I know here, and you know, in the weeks past, I had sensed with you some weariness. I remember praying about that. So, Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just bringing strength and refreshing to Latrice, Father. Lord, I thank you for just renewing, Father, just renewing her zeal and renewing her strength and renewing her resolve. Lord, Father, just for bringing a refreshing, Lord, just blow the breath of God of refreshing and renewal on her, Lord. Lord, that she'll not grow weary in well-doing, Lord, because her faith and her hope is in you, and that the joy of the Lord would rise up, would bubble up, and just bubble forth in her, because the word says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So, Father, I thank you for new expectation, for expectation of good, Lord, for the joy of the Lord, Lord, even to feed that expectation, Lord, so that it brings a new energy, a new happiness, a new looking forward to what's before her. And, Lord, I just thank you for bringing energy to her body and Lord, just helping her to sleep well. Lord, that she is at night just re-energized and, Lord, just filled full again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And again, Jenny, I do thank you and enjoy, and I'm happy for you and your poster properties.
Thank you, girl. I so appreciate it.
You're welcome. Great remainder of the week.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you have a blessed week, and I will talk to you again.
Okay. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, 919-292. This is Miss Shaquilla.
This is, how are you, T-Man?
I am good. How are you tonight, sweetie?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Shaquilla. Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing a new energy, Lord, for bringing... Lord, a refreshing to Shaquilla. Lord, just even a physical, like a physical energy and refreshing, like a re-energizing. I don't know if you've been under the weather some lately or feeling bad a little bit. I just sense like maybe needing just being energized, some new strength coming into you, just strength, you know, just energy, just like you're just needing a refreshing from God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord that is her strength. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that, Lord, your word says that when our prayers are answered, Lord, that it like strengthens our bones even, Lord, that it just brings energy to us. And you know, when things are happy, when things are going well for us, it just brings energy to us, and we bounce out of the bed in the morning, you know, looking forward to that day, Lord, just a new expectation, God. Father, I thank you for vision, for godly vision for Shaquilla. The word says, without vision, my people perish. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that having that vision of God, of knowing, Lord, where you're taking her and knowing what you have for her, Lord, and knowing, even recognizing, Lord, that who she is in Christ and how loved and how treasured she is by God, and that she has purpose and destiny, Lord, it just brings a real knowing that God loves us. It brings like a self-worth, that feeling of I make a difference in this world. I make a difference in life, because there are people in this world that you will touch that nobody else will touch. There are people in this world that God has designated for you to minister to, for you to encourage, for you to be friends with, for you to speak the words of life into their life and make a difference, make a lasting difference. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that for the purposes, the kingdom purposes that you have for Shaquilla. Lord, I thank you for revealing to her, Lord, even giving her dreams from heaven, Lord. I thank you, Father, for giving her godly dreams, dreams that are from you, Lord, that begin to speak of her about the things that you've called her to do. Lord, that you speak to her about that she was created, she was formed and created with God, with the hand of God, and for God's destiny, for God destiny. Every person that is born, every person that exists has gifts and talents and, that are just for them, that are chosen by God. It says he gives gifts to men severally as he wills. So that means that God himself picked those very gifts and talents for you specifically, that when he formed you, that he said, I am putting these gifts and talents in Shaquilla because it pleases me to do it and because I have things for her to do and purposes for her and plans for her. And it's all plans that are good, good plans, and that are that will have eternal consequences, eternal ramifications, eternal things that are good, that last forever, those things. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for just revealing to Shaquilla, for revealing who she is in Christ, how she's favored, how she's loved, how there's purpose ahead of her, things that even yet she's not tapped into, things that you have for her, souls for her to touch, people for her to touch. And Lord, I just thank you for the beauty of God that's in her. Lord, I thank you for the beauty of God even that surrounds her. Lord, because when you live in us, it brings a beauty that's not an earthly beauty, that's even greater than an earthly beauty, that presence of God, that anointing of God that's upon a life that's not tangible, but is very much felt, is very much noticed, that very much changes the lives of others and catches the eye of others. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for touching Shaquilla. Father, I thank you, Lord, for directing her path. Lord, I thank you even for directing her path. It seems like I'm hearing the word job. I don't know if you're making a job change, if you're hunting a job, if there's something with your job that you're wanting to change, but I'm just hearing the word job as I was praying for God to direct your steps. It was like I heard the word job. Is there something going on with the job there, or some changes you're wanting to make with the job or anything like that?
I just want a new one.
A new one, okay. Okay, well, Father, we thank you, Lord, for directing Shaquilla's steps, Lord, to the place that you have for her, Lord, the place that will be a blessing to her, a place where that she will have the favor of the Lord, a place that will financially be a blessing to her, something that she will enjoy, Lord, where she will have enjoyable coworkers and Father, that's a place that you've called her to be, Lord, a place that would be effective for moving her up and forward into the rest of her destiny. So, Father, I thank you for directing her steps, Lord, where the job is, and, Lord, that you have exactly the one for her. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, G-Man.
I'm sorry?
I said thank you so much for praying for me.
Oh, you're
welcome.
That. You're more than welcome. Yeah, the computer started doing that countdown and just about the time you said something. So, well, you'll have a blessed week, honey. Is there anything else you wanted prayer about?
You have a blessed week as well. Yes, I plan on stepping out on faith on a situation, and I just want prayer, like, for I just want to make sure it's God's will. So I just ask for direction.
Mhm. Okay. Well, Father, you know the desires of Shaquilla's heart, Lord, and Father, you know what you have for her. So, Lord, we just I would ask, Lord, for clarity, Father, that she will hear your voice clearly, Lord, and that the peace of God would be her guide. Lord, we know that your word says that above all things pursue peace. And, Lord, just like you did with me the other day, even though I had actually made a verbal offer on that property, the peace of God was not in my heart about the first place. And, Lord, I thank you for giving Shaquilla that she will know by the peace in her heart when she's making the right decision and what is the right place. And Lord, everything that she's got going on there in her life, Lord, that you will give her clarity because she will follow peace. And Lord, I thank you for speaking to her, Lord, even confirming it with others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That's always the key thing, really, and because many things can look good, they can sound good. We might think, okay, I need to do this, but if the peace is not there, then we know that it's not right. It's not the right choice. So follow, you know, and the peace of God doesn't mean that we think everything over, that it's not with our intellect. You know, it's not getting the peace of God in our mind. It's the peace of God in our heart.
Yes.
So, amen. Will you have a good week, sweetie, and thank you for waiting so long.
You have a blessed one as well. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Good night. All right. 682-738. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Okay, I'll come back to that one then. Okay. 910-709. How you, Miss Sylvia?
This is Sylvia. Good. How are you?
I'm good. You sound a little breathless coming in here.
Yes. I didn't think I was going to get through. I been in for a while now, for about a month.
Uh-huh.
So I'm you in the fire. Yes, I'm in the fire, but I won't get consumed.
Exactly. Go through the fire, but it will not come out without the smell of
yep.
smoke.
That's yeah. right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I can tell you sounded a little breathless when I answered. So let's, Father, I
yes.
just thank you, Lord, for healing for Miss Sylvia, Lord. I thank you, Father, for bringing victory to her home and victory to her body, victory, Lord, to her life. And Father, just thank you, Lord, that we do go through the waters, Lord, that we are not overwhelmed. We go through the fire, but we are not consumed. We're pressed, but we're not crushed, Father. And Lord, once again, we tell the devil that he is a liar, that she is the healed of God. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the healing power of God. And Lord, I connect my faith with hers, Lord, that nothing shall stop her, nothing shall hold her back, and nothing shall defeat her because she belongs to you. Lord, that she is more than a conqueror through Christ that loves her. Lord, more than a conqueror, Lord. And I thank you, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over her. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for covering with her with the blood. Lord, that your blood set her free. Lord, that she is redeemed from the curse. She is redeemed from the curse of the law, Lord. She is redeemed. Lord, that she is blessed coming in. She is blessed going out. She is blessed in the country. She is blessed in the city. She's blessed in everything she puts her hands to. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing her out of the storm, for bringing her out of the storm and above the storm and through it. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that Lord, your word says that everything that the enemy steals, he has to repay seven times. Lord, that every day that he has kept her at home and has kept her feeling bad, Lord, that he has to repay many times over. He has to repay seven times, Lord, that she'll be that much more effective, Lord, that she will touch that many more souls. Lord, that she'll see that many more healed. Lord, that she'll walk in that much more health. Father, I thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Lord, just like the message tonight, your faithfulness, your faithfulness, your faithfulness, God. Lord, I thank you for the miraculous healing in her life. Lord, the miraculous turnaround, the miraculous, Lord, deliverance. Lord, that miraculous deliverance. Lord, where she is shouting glory. She is shouting, God, shouting and stomping her feet. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Girl, I can just see that. I can just see it. Lord, I thank you, Father.
Amen.
For the destiny of God, that her destiny, the destiny for the body of Christ, Lord, and the destiny is for health and healing, is for blessing. It's Lord, for wholeness in our life. Lord, I speak wholeness over all of us, God. Wholeness in every part of our life. Spirit, soul, body, financially. Lord, in our joy, in our emotions. Lord, wholeness over your people. Wholeness, God. Lord, that even, Lord, your word says that you prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemy. Lord, that even as the enemies maybe standing there mocking and trying to bring problems and trying to distract us and trying to afflict us, and Lord, that you prepared a table for us in the presence, and Lord, and we dine, Lord, we dine in Lord, on the goodness of God, on the best that God has. So Father, I thank you for relief for Sylvia. Lord, I thank you for victory for Sylvia. Lord, I thank you for sweet sleep for Sylvia. Lord, I thank you for the breath of God. Lord, I thank you for the peace of God. Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for even placing prayer warriors around her where she lives. Lord, that hold her up, that hold her arms up. Lord, that intercede for her in the night, in the morning. Lord, those that stand in the gap. Lord, even as Moses, Lord, when his arms would get tired in the battle, Lord, you had those that stood beside him and held his arms up. Lord, when he was tired, that others stepped in to help, Lord. And so, Father, I thank for those even friends and those in her area that lift her up, Lord, and that stand in the gap for her to see her deliverance and see her healing and see the enemy under her feet, Lord. Father, for we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all principality and power. And Jesus, we thank you for that. We thank you for that, Jesus, for all that you've done, that all that you're doing. And Lord, that you never, ever fail. Your love never fails. And there is no greater power in all creation than love, because you're love. So, Father, may your love course through Sylvia's body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Bring healing. Bring healing. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. And I bless her life and I bless her ministry. And, Lord, I thank you for all of those, for the region and beyond, Lord, that she's a world changer. That she's a world changer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So yeah. You've been home for a month, you said?
Yes, the first first 2 weeks I had a really bad sinus infection. Kept running my blood pressure up, and one day I got ready to get up off the bed, and I felt something pop in my neck. Oh. And when it popped in the neck, it ran down my arms and through my fingertips and into the back of my back. And I was in so much pain, it was unbelievable. So I go to the orthopedic, and he says that I have I started having, nerve endings all over my body. And so I go to the orthopedic, and he says that I had a separation in two parts of my neck, which was pinched nerves in two separate areas. And it's going down into my arms and fingers and down into my feet. So today I tried to get into the hospital. Again, he gave me steroids and muscle relaxers. And when I finished the muscle, the steroids, it seems as though my body went crazy. All the pain came back again, and I couldn't tolerate it. I tried to get into three hospitals today and couldn't. It was so many people, I couldn't even sit in the chair. So I just came back home. And he says that if the pain didn't stop, that they were going to have to go in and put a little slit in and fill in where the pinched nerve was, because the bone had separated in two spaces.
Goodness.
And I knew something was coming, because I was at service, and the Lord had told his prophet to release something onto me, because I was going to need it for what I was getting ready to go through. And then he told me that when I finish, the Lord says that when he raised me up this time, that he wanted me to obey him and walk in prosperity, and that I was going to walk in more power than I've ever seen before. And this, I could tell this when it came. I didn't know it was going to be this, but when it came, it was like, oh, man. It's like, like you said, you were talking about my sleeping. I haven't been sleeping. I've been up praying most of the night. The nerve endings happened. You know, I mean, I was literally bedridden. And
I'm
today was my first day. I went, and they told me I had to go to physical therapy. But I don't even have the energy. I'm dizzy. I have pain. The nerve is burning the back of my head, going into the side and top of my head. So it's not constantly, it's like episodes, they come and they go, and it's going on into my ear. So I knew I was in the fire, but I'm like, my God, but I'm pushing through, and I'm praying as much as I can. And when you said about the intercessory in my area, actually one of the women that's in the intercessory group with me, she lives across the street, so she's been interceding for me.
Good. Praise God. Yeah, I sensed that there was people, seemed like I particularly was picking up a couple of people, but that there was people there praying for you. Well, Father, we come against pain, Lord, and Lord, just speak quietness and calm to those nerve endings. But Lord, we come against pain, Lord. The word says that Jesus bore our pain and sorrows. Lord, we don't have to go through pain. Jesus already took it. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing healing and restoration, Lord, and bringing it quickly. Lord, I just thank you for deliverance from this affliction. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Girl, I will be praying for you. Yeah, I will continue to pray for you, stand in the gap for you. That kind of stuff is so fun. But anyhow,
yeah,
I feel for you.
Yes, but thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you're more than welcome, sweetie. I'm glad I got to talk to you and find out so that I can be praying for you during the week. But you have a blessed week as much as you can. And just I just stand in agreement that you're coming out of this without the smell of smoke, and that, yes, they'd be more anointed than ever.
Yes. Well, thank you. And you have a good night. And I enjoyed your testimony, and it was encouragement for me as well.
Oh, thank you. God is just so good, you know. He doesn't always go by our time clock, but he's always on time.
That's right.
All right. Well, you be blessed, sweetie, and I'll be praying for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. I am sorry, you guys. It is 8:44. I got to be logged off by 8:45 for Randy to log on to his program. I've got quite a few callers still that I have not been able to get to everyone, and all I can say is I am so sorry. But I speak a blessing over you. May God touch you and heal you and fulfill your dreams and just bring the joy of the Lord into your life this week. Randy will be on at 9 o'clock, so if you can stay up, please call back and put your hand up to get onto his program to get prayer. And otherwise, I will be back here next Monday night. God bless and good night.